Gleanings from the Psalms. Chapter 30. Psalm 17. Kept from the paths of death. Kept from the paths of death. Concerning the works of men, by the word of your lips I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. In this text and the last one we have two paths set before us, the path of life and the path of the destroyer. But however many those paths of death may be, we may keep ourselves from them all by the words of the Lord's mouth, always provided that we search for and find those words and feed upon them. Kept from slipping. Hold up my goings in your paths, that my footsteps slip not. What a grand assurance this inspired prayer is, that God will hold us, so that our footsteps will not slip. This he is sure to do, if we walk in his paths. This is walking with God. How blessed to start out in the morning, too weak to stand alone, and not knowing the way that we are to go, and yet to know that all the day our feet will not slip, that we shall be led by the right way, where we may walk and not faint, saved from enemies. Show your marvelous loving kindness, O you that save by your right hand them which put their trust in you from those that rise up against them. All that is necessary, in order that we may be comforted by this text, is for us to know the simple rendering of it as given in the margin. God saves them that put their trust in him, from those who rise up against his right hand. Enemies may think that they are fighting against us, but the Lord has declared that it is he that they are rising up against, and not us. You cannot for a moment suppose that it is possible for any enemy to break down the guard of God's right hand. Then why need we worry over what enemies are trying to do to us? The apple of the eye. Keep me as the apple of the eye, hide me under the shadow of your wings, from the wicked that oppress me, from my deadly enemies, who compass me about. The whole Bible contains no more expressive figure of safekeeping than this, that God keeps us as the apple of the eye. How closely we guard our eyes, and even though we be off our guard, it is almost impossible for a blow to come so suddenly that the eyelid will not close down to protect the eyeball. Even so carefully does God guard those who take refuge under his wings, satisfied to look upon God. I will behold your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied, when I awake, with your likeness. Note the exact wording and the punctuation of the text. It is not, as often quoted, that we shall be satisfied when we awake in his likeness. That would be the expression of selfishness. The statement is that when we awake to see him as he is, we shall be so satisfied with the sight that we shall have no desire to look at anything else. Our highest bliss, our greatest reward, will be that we shall see his face. But unless we learn to discern his countenance here, and get some glimpses of his beauty, we cannot know that the fullness of his glory will be all-satisfying. It is what we see now that makes us want to see him constantly.